Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Crimson Circle, the February 2020 shout. Wow.
And tomorrow? Yeah. Tomorrow, Jeff likes the numerology of tomorrow. What is tomorrow, Jeff?
Tomorrow is 0202-2020. Whoa. And the Super Bowl. Yeah, yeah. And Groundhog's Day and all the rest of that. And yeah, yeah. But you don't want to mention February 2020. Like Dama says, I'm surprised you guys are still here.
So are we.
Yeah, yeah.
But you
I
know,
think we all really are.
This is a very, very special shout also for many reasons.
Today?
Many reasons.
We haven't done it yet. How do you know?
You have no idea what reasons I was even going to say.
Go ahead.
You want to guess? Well, because after this shout, we will not be doing the shout here until May.
Oh, right.
So,
right.
Oh, did you hear the locals, though?
Yeah, yeah. No, there's going to be a watch party here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's going to be a watch party here.
Yeah.
Or you could just jump off the cliff and fly over to Hawaii and just listen to the shout in paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
You decide. You decide.
They'll be here.
Okay. All right.
And it's Valentine's month, as you can see from the graphic on the screen. It happens to be, Adamus loves Valentine's month, Valentine's Day. I don't know why. Maybe
well,
he'll
talks maybe about he'll explain what a lover he
well,
was.
Today we're gonna do a, it is special.
Really a lover.
We're gonna be doing questions and answers, and that was not on camera. I could see from the monitor. Thank you. Do not put her on the camera the rest of the day. Rest of the day. Today is.
Are you lost?
Yeah, I'm totally lost. Valentine's month, and maybe he'll explain. Today's special because Adamus called for questions and answers today, which is highly unusual.
Wait, he didn't call for the answers. He just called for the questions.
He called for it, right, but a question and answer segment.
Okay.
So it's kind of special from that regards. He must have figured something's up. I don't know where he got that idea, that we were highly confused and disorganized and out of perspective, well, distraught and everything else.
And it's interesting because a lot of questions came in and, you know, I tried to make sure that they were focused on realization and try to pick the clearest ones. And we got in over 400 questions and I narrowed it down to 200.
And by the way, just to let you know, we have to get through all of them today. So you can't leave until we're done.
So we'll see how many Adamus wants to get
done. I actually think
there
is two real questions in the whole thing. Why am I here? What the hell am I supposed to be doing right now? I think you could boil it down to that. And then we could just eat chili the rest of the day. Anyway, we want to welcome everybody who's joining us online from all around the world. I'm always amazed how many people, how many countries are represented all around the world. And here in the studio audience, actually it's not the biggest group we've ever had, if we get a shot. But it's the most animated, best-looking group we've ever had.
Yeah! So come on, I want to. Okay,
we have some out-of-staters, out-of-countryers.
Please leave the audience lights up. So stand up when we call your name. And the first notable thing I want to, we have a really cool thing here. Two of them today, in particular.
Really.
Well, there's a lot of relatives here. Like, who the hell? I mean, Jeff, our relatives never would come with us. I mean, it's like bizarre. And like, there's three beautiful sisters from Canada, the Lyric Sisters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead and stand up.
Karen.
Yeah.
Cheryl and Christine. Is that cool?
That's really cool.
I'm jealous.
We love all of you.
And you guys get along?
Yes.
Wow.
I know, isn't that shocking?
All right, okay, two of them said yes. The other one looked down at the ground.
We need each other in realization.
Yeah, yeah,
we
no, no. Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
What that
we
would be.
We came in just so we wouldn't jump with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no, don't go, don't jump.
Don't do it, stay.
Stay.
One of us is always balanced and the other two are losing.
That is so cool. Wow.
I
want to
jump, no, I want to jump. We're like, oh no,
who's going to keep us?
We should really get the microphone because this is actually fascinating. Nobody listening in can hear.
This is character
beyond
words.
What are they saying?
Linda's going to get the microphone.
We've called everybody up here.
I'm kind of jealous in a way, you know, to have that.
We're very lucky.
Do you all live in the same house?
No, we can't live together.
No, we can't live together. Yeah, I could have told you that.
We need space.
I had to move to another province.
Yeah.
You had to move way across the other side of Canada.
Yeah, to the other side of the country.
We made her.
Wow, wow. But, okay. Yeah. But no.
It is unusual, but.
No, she left and come to live with me for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. I mean, I just think that's fascinating. Three sisters. You all are witty and pretty.
We have a fourth sister, but she thinks this is a cult.
The fourth one. There's a fourth sister.
She's very spiritual still.
Yeah.
You realize she's watching online right now.
No, she
is. She might be. No, that's the point.
But you guys feel like our family just as much as they feel like family because we've watched you for so long.
We
love you guys. I told Linda, you guys literally saved us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll adopt you.
We had a very, very hard, difficult path, and all of Schaumburg and all of Schaumburg out there, we just wanted to come and say we love you.
This is so cool.
Yeah. And we wanted to say, Edith, we love you. I already did when I walked in, because we know all you guys. That's why Dave doesn't know me, but I kept hugging him, like, walking by, and he's like, who is this girl? Love you, Dave.
We're Schaumburg.
Thank you. Well, you truly made my day.
No, we love you.
My
guys.
Month. You know, it's only the first. So thank you so much for being here. And
thank you.
At the breaks,
thanks for having us.
Be careful because they go for the chocolate. They'll run you down.
Don't get between them. The
we brought some from Canada. Yeah, it's some maple.
Oh, they brought a bunch of sweet treats.
Maple.
Yeah, we couldn't come and not bring something from Canada.
Wow, maple jelly. This is amazing.
I know.
Wow.
We brought maple and our amusement.
Technically, you're right.
You guys are so shy.
I know. We're not. We're just so thrilled to be here. I mean, we're always like this anyway, but we're thrilled.
And you're bold enough to sit right in the front row.
We want to.
Oh, yeah.
We came all this way.
Yeah,
they came all the way. People out of the front row.
Yeah, we're like, get lost.
You want to sit in the front row? You can sit wherever you want.
Could you do me a really big.
So I had to sit here with
you had to sit in the front row. Yeah. Could you do me a really big favor? Yes. This is kind of like impromptu and all.
Yeah.
But would you do a group hug with Edith?
Yeah, we already hugged her lots, but yes, Edith.
Hold this for me.
Yes.
It's like we're hugging all the
shows. Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Thank you.
We think we're crazy. Our friends call us
aliens. We like it. That's usually a compliment. They don't know it, but it's a compliment.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, and then since we're on the sibling thing, there are three Nashes here.
Wow. Go ahead, stand up. Nashes. Another family. Wow, what is this? Yeah. This is amazing.
I've never seen it before.
Wow,
it's very cool.
Okay,
other names. Okay, so we have, there are others. Natalia from Belgium. Where are you? Oh, she didn't check in yet, sorry. Maureen Donahue from Ontario. Thank you.
What is this, Canada Day?
Amazing. Frida from Netherlands.
She's here.
Susie Williams from California. Do you know Elizabeth Williams? Where's Susie Williams?
Susie? Hi.
Hi.
Oh, you are?
Okay.
Okay. Pretend this didn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have Beverly Lahr from Michigan. Where are you, Beverly? Not checked in. Karen Cedermoon from Minnesota. Yeah, there you are.
You moved back to Colorado. I would too if I lived in Minnesota.
Okay, and then we've got
Wisconsin.
Nancy from Brooklyn. Where's Nancy? Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Good to see you.
And I'm embarrassed I don't have the name, but that beautiful lady from Turkey's here.
Beautiful lady from Turkey. There you go. Thank you. Glad you're here. Good to see you again.
So I think that's got everybody, unless you, there's a couple of transient people.
Transients.
Like Tom McHale. Is he officially a Nevadan?
Yes.
Tom McHale from Nevada with his wife, Michelle.
Yeah, Tom. And Linda, you realize we're all transient. We're all just passing through by way of Earth.
You're so funny.
Okay, is that it?
Well, like then Patricia's here, but do they count?
Sure. Patricia's, do they count? Do they count? Patricia Aberdeen.
Patricia Aberdeen.
From Boston area.
We'll go back and forth between Colorado and the East Coast. But I guess we have to know.
No, he's on the staff, so.
Oh, okay. See, I was confused.
Yeah, you just staff. Right?
We have to get clear about this before we do this live.
That would might be a really good idea, Linda. I think that talk was already scheduled in my Virgo brain. Okay. Anyway, last month was the fifth shout, I believe, in the series. We're going to take a look at what we did last month.
Mashing your passion.
Yeah. So let's run it in. A little review from last month.
Okay.
I am that I am, Adamus of Sovereign Domain. I never quite thought I'd be sitting here with you in 2020. I didn't know if we were really going to make it, but here we are. I mean, here we are. I don't like to use your overused words, but I will. It's amazing. It's amazing that you're here. You're not dead. You're not coming back for another lifetime. And it's amazing that you're actually here, enjoying one of the first days of 2020. This is the year. I mean, this is, first of all, it's the year that I wrote about in the book, The Time of Machines. It's where I went into the future and I found myself amidst this group of pirates. This, the group of spiritual pioneers, that's what this is about. And then I realized, no, you are real and you are really doing it. And you come in for this to be your last lifetime for realization. And the story continues from there, how you stay in the body, unlike the other ascended masters. And actually, the real reason for the open house in April is they actually want to honor you. And they also are going to encourage all of you to stay on the planet. Stay on the planet requires you really have an understanding of what energy is. Forget about conventional physics and feel into it, what real energy is, what real consciousness is. And they are not the same. They're not the same. They're very, very different. But consciousness brings energy to life. Then you really are living within your creation and really experiencing, as the human should be doing, truly experiencing life and ultimately yourself. So 2020, it's the year. A lot of you are going to be coming into your realization. Yes, I do know the exact number. I'm not going to say it, but I do. Some of you will hold back for whatever reason. Maybe you are afraid of what's going to happen, and probably for good reason. Because it's going to be so different than the type of old life you had. Let's go back and talk a little bit about that very familiar kind of metaphor, the caterpillar and the butterfly. It's such a beautiful example in your own nature about what happens. So you've got the caterpillar who, very much like humans, just trying to be a bigger caterpillar and have a better color of green than the rest and trying to grow some more legs. But then suddenly something starts happening to the caterpillar. It starts falling apart. It starts kind of losing its mind. Its body doesn't work so well anymore. Can't remember anything. And the caterpillar blames it on old age or pollution or, you know, bad water or something. Suddenly the caterpillar is drawn deeply into the cocoon. And within the cocoon is absolutely, destroyed. Any vestige of its caterpillar self. It all turns to mush. The caterpillar has really nothing left to resist anymore. Now all it can do is allow. It really has no fight left in it. There's really no body, no mind. So all it can do is allow. And when it starts to allow, it realizes there's something there. It's called the imaginal disc. The imaginal disc, and it's very real. And what the imaginal disc is all of the potentials for it to be the butterfly. These are the very things that now are triggered for this magical metamorphosis to take place, for the butterfly then to emerge with wings, with a totally different beingness than the caterpillar ever could have had. It's amazingly similar to what you're going through. I mean, not that you're a caterpillar, but you're the human going through this experience. The cocoon is your awakening. You're coming into realization. You could say that you've been in a cocoon for quite some time now, turning into mush. But you're still aware, you still have the I exist, you're still there. You don't have an imaginal disc, because that's unique to the caterpillar, the butterfly. But you have something called the clear crystal flame. When I say that, coming to realization is a natural process. I say that because this thing that's always been there, this crystal flame, is a thing that was going to bring you to realization. I ask the question, would you come back for another lifetime on the planet? No, no. Once you become the butterfly, you don't return to being a caterpillar, no. What you do is you emerge from this whole process, you come into realization, and you live the hell out of life. Whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 3 decades, you live the hell out of life right now. The imaginal discs, you could say, are the potentials of all that can be. And so is that clear crystal flame within each and every one of you. Let this guide the way to be the way. Let it bring you into realization. And yes, you're going to have times when your body hurts. You're going through a tremendous amount of final changes. When you think it was easy on the caterpillar being turned to mush? And there's still going to be times of doubt. There's still going to be some inner conflicts. Just allow them now. Just allow them. And Calder's asking me, is there nothing more the human can do then? Is this it? Oh no, actually, that would be missing the point. The human can experience it. And isn't that what you're here for? The clear crystal flame, it brings you the rest of the way. You've done a lot to get here. You've done a lot, but this clear crystal flame, it does the rest. It has to at this time, because humans simply wouldn't be capable of it. Let's take a good deep breath into this year of allowing, when so many will come into realization. Let's take a deep breath and acknowledge all the work that the human's done, and now you can take a deep breath. Crystal flame takes it from here. Wow, that was good. I mean, and the fireplace and the snow in the window, and I'm just like, wow, that was kind of...
It's good that you like what you channeled.
No, I'd forgotten about it. I've forgotten how tender, because, you know, all I hear at times is how rough and arrogant and everything Adamus is, and that was nice. That was sweet.
Now we're never going to hear the end.
Anyway, that was last month, so I'm looking forward to going ahead with this month. But
that's encouraging.
First of all, we're going to take a look at upcoming events.
Okay.
I didn't have any recent events because January, actually, we did Aspectology last weekend, but in the studio.
And Pronost.
Oh, yeah, we did pronouns too, didn't we? Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, well, I didn't get any photos of it. You know, that's too bad because Dave actually took some really good photos. Totally forgot. I don't know about you, but it just some days it's not all there. And nobody in the staff who saw the slides caught it either. So anyway, not to blame, but it was my fault. So yeah, we did pronouns, we did aspectology, and then we had a football watch party a couple weekends ago.
That was fun.
That was fun, except my team lost. But we had a lot to eat, and we had a pretty good party here. We had more good food here for that party than we do in all the shouds all year round. I mean, no, people really brought it out. I mean, we had good stuff, a lot of cheese, too. For the cheese.
You brought all
Green,
the cheese.
Green Bay, yeah. So we're going to take a look at the upcoming events. We have a number of things going on.
Oh, but not so much.
Linda and I take off in a couple of days. We're going to be in Kona at
us.
Villa Amio for 3 months.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, geez, I'm going to miss the wind here. by the way, for those watching it online, it's actually not bad out today. It's supposed to get up to 70 Fahrenheit, which is about 20 Celsius.
It's windy.
I'm really tired of the wind. So anyway, we're taking off. We're going to go see our dog, Belle, at Villa Amio. We're going to be doing Energy Works workshop first, which I really like. And then the Amio retreat.
It's good that you like the workshops you channel.
I'll tell you which ones I don't, not right now, but there's some that are really tough to do. But Energy Works I like. And then the Amio retreat with Korean translation, first time ever. We've got a group of almost 40 Koreans coming in, so I'm really looking forward to that. Following that, in March, we're doing the Threshold and the Master Code. Both sold out.
Do you like doing those?
I do. Actually, Threshold is probably my favorite. It's very intense, but it's really intense. And Adamus spends time with every individual person. So it's like, it's very, very intense, but I love it. And then the Spanish version of Energy Works in April. Okay. Sold out also. So in the meantime, what we do have is we're going to be doing Journey of the Angels live online. These are the video sessions, and it was actually one of the last things Tobias channeled before he left.
I think it was the last thing.
It could have been. Linda and I are going to host it live from Kona, of course.
Oh, poor us.
And this is the first time we're offering it online. It's a beautiful story that Tobias tells of how we came here, how we got to the planet, and really what we're doing here. It talks about the order of the Ark. It talks about our not spiritual, but angelic families from way back.
The reason we determined that it was appropriate to go ahead and do it online and host it is because in the last year in particular, Adamus repeatedly refers to events and things that occurred in this story of Journey of the Angels. And Journey of the Angels is basically how Tobias described the story of how we began on the planet, the whole story. And it's quite an amazing story. And the interesting experience I had with it was when we did present it, it was always live events. I was always shocked because everybody that listens to it hears something on that journey that connects with them really deep that they never imagined. And it's unpredictable, but it happens every single time. And that really caused me to particularly respect that workshop because everybody finds a personal connection at some point in this very long story of how we got here.
Well, it's interesting, too, because in Journey of the Angels, Tobias talks about why Earth was created in the first place. And it so ties into what we're doing right now. But he said it was created because the lack of understanding out there before Earth of what energy was and how it reacted to consciousness. And literally everything in creation kind of almost came to a standstill. And this whole Earth experience is all about discovering the relationship between energy and consciousness, which we're really in the thick of right now. I mean, with the Adamus physics and talking about energy, it's mind-blowing, and it all ties back into that. Anyway, that's going to be March 13th through the 15th. You'll have 10 days to view the video files online, $195, and you and I are hosting it live. Yep, I'm going to have a Mai Tai and having a drink at the pavilion, enjoying.
And Belle will be there with
us. Yes, and Belle will be there. Okay. Then we're also doing the Sexual Energy School online. We do this twice a year. We'll be doing it again May 29th through the 31st, right here from the studio, hosted live by Linda and I. You know, I got to stop for a minute and say, I love those weekends where we're hosting one of the core classes like SES or like we did, was it last weekend or two weekends ago? Aspectology. Last weekend, I think. We had people tuned in from 36 different countries around the world. And we're down here all weekend with the production crew, with Mark, Gene, and Peter, and Billy in the booth. And it's actually kind of fun. You know, we go through the videos, Linda and I talk in between, give some insight.
Intro but, and outro, and there, you know, and there's some guidance to it.
What I love is just feeling the energy
it's awesome.
We had like about 250 people last weekend watching in online, and you can really feel
10 years ago, we could have never done that. So it's amazing the way technology has given us the opportunity to reach out to people almost anywhere.
We'll also be doing it live in Spanish, so... I was going to try to speak some Spanish just now, but forget it. Live
no
in Spanish.
Es posible.
Billy, you can say
no
that.
No es posible.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Si. Okay. And then coming to summer 2020, we're going to be back in Kona for a couple weeks anyway. We're doing the channeling workshop. We were going to go back anyway, and we said, hey, let's do the channeling workshop because I actually really love doing that channeling workshop because I don't have to channel. Everybody else does. But it's really interesting to watch people break through that barrier. You know, they're thinking, oh, I can't channel, or what if I'm just making it up? And we go through some of the dynamics of channeling, and Linda and I tell a lot of stories, probably a few too many. But then everybody gets in there and starts channeling, and we've never had a person who didn't or couldn't.
Right. Yeah. Everybody has their own experience with it. And that's really fun to see because people really allow themselves is what it comes to.
And we have actually a lot of spaces open on that. So if you live in Australia or New Zealand, come on over because it's your winter, it's our summer. For everybody here in Colorado, it's like, why would you go to Hawaii in the summer? It's so beautiful here.
But in Australia, it's literally the middle of their winter.
Yeah,
I mean, it's cold.
It's cold. We've been there. Yeah, cold and rainy. And then going forward into October 2020, we're going to be in Europe. First of all, doing the channeling workshop, only two spaces open on that. And then the one of my favorite places, Energy Works, down in the Camargue, south of France. Beautiful place. We haven't been back there in about 4 years, I think, to the Camargue.
And that's
Oh, that's great. The flamenco music, the horses. One of my favorite areas in the world.
It's beautiful.
And then we're going to be doing the Passion of Merlin, that big gathering in Bled. It is sold out, but you can get on the waiting list if you're really, really interested in going. That's a big one with about 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Autumn 2020. Geez, back in Kona.
Well,
I wonder who's scheduling all that, Linda. The Master Code in November is sold out. We still have a few places left for Energy Works in November when it's cold here. So that's kind of the look at all the events coming up. I think it's time for Shambra News.
Okay.
You ready?
You sound so excited. Which of those workshops do you not like doing?
There are certain ones that are really tough that we don't do anymore.
Oh, that's really good. That was the right answer.
No, I love Threshold, but it's a tough one to do. I mean, it's really it takes a lot of focus on it.
The really big events are hard to do.
When we used to do Sexual Energy School live, that was tough. That because you know now I'm used to the energies, but that was tough. Or Aspectology live, that was tough. But now. We host it, and I'm a lot more used to it. It's a lot easier to do.
Okay, so the life-changing stuff really got to you.
Yeah, the big stuff, yeah. The transformational stuff kind of affected me. Anyway, make sure to check out Shambra Magazine. Actually, this month's cover is photographed by Dear Shambra in Israel, Nimrod. And isn't that an amazing photograph? So we like featuring Shambra art when it comes our way. Like it did this month, but a lot of great articles in this month, plus all the news information, everything you need to know about Crimson Circle. Okay, now we're going to talk about Pronost.
Oh.
Yeah, so Pronost, how many here have listened or watched it or were here for it?
Oh, wow.
Oh, quite a few.
Yeah,
good.
Quite a few.
Great.
It's a butt kicker.
You know, before we go on to that, I just want to say we started Pronost a number of years ago, and then I think it was 2016, Adama said he wasn't interested in having other guests.
He didn't want to share the stage.
Other guest speakers. And because, you know, actually, I know why.
I do too.
He's like, now we're going to get very clear and specific about what we're doing. And that's when he started talking about technology. It was kind of interesting. It threw me for a curve because technology, what the hell does that have to do with what we're doing? Everything. But and a lot of Shambra is like, I don't want to listen to another one of those technology things. But the more he does Pronost, the more I'm beginning to really, really understand the relationship.
Well, what I'm surprised that people aren't obviously hearing is that it's the whole point is that technology development is inevitable. We hear about it every day. And Adamus is making it really clear about why the consciousness isn't so important and giving us a place to feel conscious and aware and not to just to really be on to what's evolving.
Yeah, well, it's hugely
it's
important,
dramatic.
And he has some very, very interesting twists on it. This year was no exception to that. He basically said, "Now is the time for the planetary awakening. Not every person on the planet, but now the planet is really starting to awaken, and it's time really to take responsibility for the Earth itself." And he talked about our role as the planet awakens.
Right.
It was pretty. He had a lot of interesting things to say. Now, we've got a little clip of some of the things in Pronost. We'll come back and talk about it a little bit more.
You've chosen this lifetime for your embodied realization, and you've chosen to stay on the planet to bring new consciousness. Your office is a park bench or cafe, or wherever you happen to be. Your work is to simply radiate your light. I created Pronost to give you a vision of what the world will be like in these next few decades. It's what I call the time of machines, referring to the radical, disruptive technologies that are changing the face of the planet and the very nature of the human species. This will be the future world, what you'll be experiencing as you stay in this physical reality. This is Pronost.
When we get to the end of our Pronost today, I hope you understand a couple of very important points, but probably the most personal of all of it. I want you to understand why you are here on the planet right now. What comes from Earth will go to other parts of the universe. It's not like the universe is filled with all these intelligent races and beings, not at all. The universe is waiting for Earth. The universe is waiting for Earth. And technology is the way to go beyond. What's happening right now? And the whole purpose of Pronost 2020 is to discuss what is a planetary awakening. That is big news, huge news. And it wasn't ever certain that it was going to happen, at least right now, maybe a few hundred years from now. But the planet now, I proclaim here, is now officially into its awakening. Humanity is beginning the awakening. It doesn't mean every human is going to. Eventually they will, yes. But it means there are enough on the planet now who are ready for their coming into awakening. The planet itself as a kind of an entity or a collective is now ready for their awakening. Couldn't have said this a year ago. Couldn't have even said it 6 months ago. But now it's a reality. The planet is officially coming into awakening, and that is scary. Please don't mistake what you went through in your awakening because you took a spiritual path. You could have taken many different pathways to realization. Realization is not a spiritual thing, unless you think that's the only doorway to get into it. And the rest of the planet is not going to be using that spiritual cloak as they go into their realization. They're going to be taking the pathway through technology. I use this opportunity in Pronos to remind you of what you came here for and why you came here, and to remind you that you came here to be on this planet at this precise time for your realization. Now, let it happen. Let it happen. On Earth, there's been approximately 400 billion incarnations. Average number of lifetimes of people on the planet right now. Average number, 110. Average for Chambra, about a little over 1,000. The important point here is feel what you have. The wisdom of 1,000 or more lifetimes. The experience. The wisdom that came with all the experience. The knowledge of this planet. Your connection, your deep connection with this planet. And then the understanding of why you've chosen to stay here as embodied beings rather than just flying off after your realization because of your love for this place. Will the global awakening, will it lead to bringing humanity, the human beingness, to other parts of this vast, empty universe? So Earth was this little backwater outpost created by the Order of the Ark to really come to an understanding of energy and consciousness. That's why right now I'm so big on all of you learning that the energy is yours and to let it serve you. That's kind of like the last thing that you do. So, and then you stay on the planet, and the planet is developing technology that has the capability with consciousness and particularly realization to now go out into the universe and create humanity in other parts of this physical universe. Yeah, well, sometimes I listen to this stuff and it's like, what? It took me 5 days to recover from Pronost. It was just, sometimes it's just over the top. And then I learned later to kind of adapt to it and adjust to it. But that was a big one.
You were fried.
I was totally fried. I really, really was. I mean, there was one day.
I've never seen you that fried.
I think I just laid in bed half the day.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But some of the stuff he's talking about, and then oh, yeah, it kind of makes sense. You know,
and you feel all the energy around it, too.
Yeah. But one of the things that really struck me very, very deeply about this Pronost was when he talked about the fact that realization isn't a spiritual thing. And it just struck me. And he said, no, there's a lot of different pathways to realization. We just happen to do the spiritual thing. I always assumed that it was a spiritual thing. He's like, oh, no, the new ones, they're going to be taking a technology path on it, which would be very, very different than the way we got there. But it really struck me, kind of shook things at a really, really deep level. In Pronost,
have you gotten over it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yes, thank you. You were very helpful. yeah, get over it. In Pronost, he talks about what's going to happen as the planet awakens. And he reminds us that, remember our awakening and how fun it was? And he said, you know, you'll start to begin to understand and to see what's happening on the planet if you look at it from that perspective. Oh, they're just awakening or going crazy. He also talks about some of the quantum trends in the future, which were very interesting things about, and particularly about the mind and psychology and young people, some really, really interesting facts and figures. He did talk, as you saw on the slide, that Chambers had a average of about 1,000 lifetimes, but the typical human is at about 110. either we're really slow learners or we've or we've been here a long time. I think it's because we were some of the originals. But he talks about the quantum trends and then the fact that there's more than one pathway to realization. I still find that fascinating. It's like, no, it has to be spiritual. And he's like, no, it doesn't. Okay. Pronost is, this one is three sessions, about 3.5 hours of information. You have 120 days video streaming access, and it's just a $100. For all that information, I mean, come on, life-changing, what a deal. I love Pronost. Every year it gets a little bit more sci-fi. You love sci-fi when you were growing up, and even now. I was never a sci-fi fan.
I like sci-fi, not horror.
Right. But you were like big into sci-fi. You know all the Star Trek episodes, and you had to tell me who Rod Serling was. I didn't even know, but I just wasn't big into sci-fi. But now I feel like I'm right in the middle of it. I mean, this is so sci-fi, and it's happening right now.
And you're surprised.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. I mean, it's amazing. So he uses, Adamus uses Pronost at the beginning of each year to really kind of set the stage for what's happening on the planet, but also really about what we're doing here right
now.
He
really launches, and he doesn't hold back when it's just him on the stage. I mean, he's not holding back, and there's some pretty interesting things that he shares, and just, you know, sometimes just being just the awareness of something and hearing something is like, oh, wow, I can see that. I can imagine that. I think is supportive.
So, by the way, I have asked him to talk more about the other pathways, not just the spiritual realization, but so what are some of the other ones? I'm really curious to know. So we'll see if he cooperates with me.
Are you expecting that today or when we're in Hawaii?
Years from now, decades from now. Anyway, you can get Pronost. It's available. And it gets better and better, or weirder and weirder. I don't know which
both,
one.
Both. Adamus doesn't hold back.
Yeah, it doesn't hold back.
And he's not particularly political either, which I was impressed.
No, it's not political at all. I mean, there's no, he doesn't have an agenda one way or the other.
He doesn't give a crap about the impeachment, none of that.
No, he didn't talk about it.
Not even.
But no, it's not about anything to do with that. It's about here's what's happening on the planet.
For us to know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, what else is coming up? I just wanted to make reference to Master's Life, I think it was 11, Living Energy. Came out at the end of December. Master's Life, to me, is the history of our journey. I mean, the shouts are too, but this is the condensed history. This is what we're going through, and eventually what the others are going to really refer back to, because it's so focused, so condensed.
It's I think they're one of my favorites because they really let you experience a lot in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
And deep.
And deep. Yeah.
Very deep.
So that is available. You have 90 days access online. There's 5 sessions, and the early bird price goes through April 1st. And we are getting a lot of translations in now. I don't know how many we have, but the German, the Spanish, and then others follow in after that. And thank you to all the translators out
always.
There. I don't know how you do it sitting with those headsets on and translating all this, and you have to be channeling. You can't.
They're
just
masters.
Be,
they're in service.
I know, but they are channeling because you can't translate that trying to do it word for word. Yeah, you really have to open up and channel.
Oh, you've been listening to them.
Yeah, no, they're. I don't know how they do it.
We have incredible people that do that work. It's
anyway, just an interesting note or a special note. Rude Awakening premiere, the film about us, is coming out on June 20th in Amsterdam. They're doing a beautiful premiere. I forgot the name of the auditorium, but they sold the first batch of tickets right away, so now they're releasing more tickets. If you're interested in going, a lot of people were asking, well, how do I get tickets? Go to the website, rudeawakening-film. They have a bunch more tickets. That's going to be a massive Chambra celebration. I mean, there's going to probably be 500 Chambra for that. Tearing up downtown Amsterdam. That'll be good.
Thank God you can walk or ride a bike. You don't need a car there.
Yeah. And just to mention, too, that, again, as Linda mentioned, when we started, the Shoud for March and April will be in Kona at the Pavilion.
Correct.
The April is sold out. There's still some spaces for March. Right. But we're going to be doing it live from the pavilion, which will be kind of fun. We're not going to be doing it live here, but we are arranging for a watch party for those who want to come in. I think the first one in March is going to be at our regular time, you know, which is 1 o'clock Colorado time here. But the April, because of the time difference, I think we're delaying it 1 hour, because otherwise we'd be starting at 9 a.m. our time. And I'm just not a nice person at 9 a.m. So we're delaying it.
You're not a morning person. It's like waking a bear from a deep sleep.
I love the morning, as long as I don't have to interact with anyone or anything. I mean,
including me.
Lindy gets up in the morning. I'm like,
exactly. Really?
No, you're lively in the morning.
It's a new day. I have another chance to get it right.
And late at night, I say, "How did that go, Linda?" Well, I tried, she says. At our last gathering, Adamus mentioned something about the open house at the Ascended Masters Club. And he's serious about that, and he really wants to do it. So we're putting it together. We're going to be doing it from Kona on April 1st, 2020, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Colorado time. It'll be free online. It'll be interesting. So I asked Adamus the other day, so what are we going to do? I mean, how do you do a open house at the Ascended Masters Club? And he said he had a couple ideas. He said, well, first of all, he's going to be doing kind of a guided tour of the place.
It's free and for a reason.
It's free for a reason. Yeah. He's going to be doing a guided tour. And this is the first open house ever in the history of the universe.
In audio only. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's use your imagination, Linda. It's going to be the first open house ever.
Yeah, trust me, I'm imagining.
And Adamus is going to give us a behind-the-scenes tour. This is historic. I mean, this is epic.
What about the Ascended Masters bedrooms?
And on top of that, we're going to get a special private tour of St. Germain's private lake house. And look at, wouldn't you want to live in a place like, and that's his private one. I mean, he doesn't have to share it with any of the other Ascended Masters. So they're putting together quite a few activities for us. They want to show us, you know, what it's like to kind of live as an Ascended Master. We get to visit the personal offices of some of the other Ascended Masters. Now, some of them, you know, they died, you know, like 500 years ago, and they're still kind of living the way they did back then.
Ascended Master doesn't know better than that?
And this guy happened to be a monk, I guess, and he's still, you know, he doesn't have a computer, still writing with a pen and that. No, really, this is real. They want to, and we're gonna see also how they spend their spare time. What do they do? You know, people say, you know, you're an Ascended Master. What do you do with your spare time? Well, here's one of the Ascended Masters that plays music through his nose. I mean.
So we go from Pronos to this.
Yes. And then they are putting on a special show just for us, performed by the Ascended Sisters, like a special dance thing just for us. Linda, aren't you excited? I can get you a ticket. And they're going to show us how much fun they have, you know, all day long, nonstop fun at the Ascended Masters Club. And little extra things like watch as they practice walking on water at the Ascended Masters Club. So Linda's not impressed.
He hasn't recovered from Pronos yet.
So that is April 1st, 2 o'clock. And it's going to be audio only, so bring your imagination to this. We are doing it. It'll be fun. Okay, smile or something. Okay. With that, it's just about time to take a break, get ready for Adamus. And
playing the flute with your nose?
They do. They're two flutes, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we want to thank all the translators, the website
hosts.
Sounds
kind of snotty to me.
The Crimson Circle. Crimson Circle Angels and all the volunteers who make all of this possible.
Thank you so much.
There's truly
all
an international family that makes it beautiful and makes it possible. So we want to thank all of you.
Again, the translators, the web hosts, the angels, and all the volunteers. You are an incredible part of this family, and we are always, always grateful to you.
Okay, we're gonna take a coffee break. We'll be back at 2:30. So you've got a nice long break.
Plenty Don't of time act to snotty.
Eat and enjoy. Use the restroom. All of you watching and online, we'll be back in 40 minutes. It's great to have
you
here.
Oh boy!
For Adamus questions and answers.
Oh boy!
All right. Thank you.